وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are looking at human traits. The traits that brings me and you down to our knees, and that obviously will lead me and you to hell. Traits that if I don't get to control, they might lead me to commit atrocities towards my fellow human beings, commits more suffering to people, as we can see in today's world. So what are the things that we need to be mindful of in terms of knowing ourselves? We started before by talking about weakness being the first trait that me and you need to have in order for us to overcome the fact that we're not going to harm other people. Weakness. We can use it in a right way, or we can use it in a bad way. So the human being, first and foremost, needs to understand and needs to realize how weak they are. Otherwise, they putting themselves in danger. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, says, يبن آدم, son of Adam, هل تنتظروا إلا حرماً حائلة? What are you waiting for? For you to get old? أو مرضا شاغلا, or disease that will keep you busy, أو موتا نازلا, or death that will come to you. This is us. This is the process of human beings. It is either I'm going to live it day by day until I get old, and this is what I'm doing. I'm getting older, and so are you day by day. Or we can, in the process of getting old, we will also have a disease that will keep us busy and occupied, or we will just die anyway. So we're going through one of these three ultimate destroyers of fun and entertainment. I mean, when he talks about this, this is just for me and you to realize who we are and where we are. We don't want to go too much or go too further or get, you know, immerse ourselves in too much of this dunya, too much fun, too much entertainment, too much, you know, pleasures and desires, because there are these monsters that are chasing us. Being old is a monster. Disease is a monster. And death is the boogeyman, right? So we have to be very careful. And for that, you can see that even the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, in so many of their du'as, in so many of their narrations, they submit to Allah first and foremost their weakness. And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the strength that is required so they can serve Him well. That's how it works. Not that you realize that you're powerful and you forget everything else and you say to Allah, I'm not in need of you. I can do everything myself. I'm capable. I'm powerful. That's just the wrong way of looking at things. Let's take a short break and then we will come back. Ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that we need to realize how weak we are. Once we do that, we need to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express our weakness. Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin salamullahi alayhi in As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, he expressed himself in terms of weakness, and he says, Allahumma wa annaka min al-da'fi khalaqtana. Oh Allah, surely you out of weakness have created us. Wa al-wahni banaytana, and you built us, and also in a weak format. Our physical creation is also weak. Min ma'in mahinin tada'tana, from a water that's not even worthy, create us, speck of a sperm. It's actually, technically speaking, it is impure, najis, right? And then the Imam says, فَلَا حَوْلَ لَنَا إِلَّا بِقُوَّتِكَ, surely we have no strength, we have no hope, we have no way in this life except with your power. وَلَا قُوَّةَ لَنَا إِلَّا بِعَوْنِكَ, and there is no power unless you give it to us, unless you support us. So understanding who we are, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our weakness, that's how we can gain true strength. When you look at the believers and the mu'mineen, even though in terms of physique they might be weak, but in terms of willpower, they're stronger than the mountains. So, for example, when you look at a person like Amir al-Mu'mineen himself, him in all the battles that he led when he was young, in terms of he had to face the warriors of the Arabs, he had to face the warriors of the Jews, he had to face people who are maybe 3-4 times his own size and in terms of size and strength. But yet, you can see what he did, right? And this is with all other believers as well. When we look at the hadith that talks about the 313, the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, it describes them to being people who spend all night in worship, all day in fasting. And person who does that, obviously, is going to be weak. Because me and you, we fast 1 month in a year, and we feel so much weaker, and we lose so much weight, and so on and so forth. How about these 313 who spend their days in fasting and their nights in worship to Allah? But yet the hadith says, if they come to a mountain, when it comes to their strength, he says they will turn the mountain into rebels. Because the power is not through the body, rather through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to be strong, if you want to have the power, you have to seek it through Allah, not through the means of this world, by distraction, by hurting other people, harming other people. And this is what we see that today in the world, that the countries that have the more weapons, they can, you know, the more they can take over the countries, the stronger they are. That's not strength, that's cowardice. They being cowards, hiding behind the bullets. That's what it is. So weakness is something that me and you, we need to go back to and direct in the right path, so we don't have to oppress our fellow human beings. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.